This is Jay Sekulow, an FBI agent caught in lies about Hunter Biden's laptop.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Sekulow. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jay Sekulow.
You know, we had all this talk about interference in elections and who was doing what and what the Russians were doing. I've got three things I'm covering with you today. And they were three things that the ACLJ's been involved in. And one of them we're going to get to later is an FBI agent who was on Crossfire Hurricane looking at the former president's campaign and engagement with Russia, which ended up being a total hoax. And I handled the case, so I would know. This FBI agent was on the payroll of Russian oligarchs. And they just now are bringing that to light because he's pleading guilty in a federal court. So that's number one. Number two, election interference. The ranking Judiciary Committee chairman, Jim Jordan, our friend who's been on this broadcast many times, said yesterday that the FBI knew that the story about Hunter Biden's laptop was real, but they prepped them, and that was the social media companies, Facebook, YouTube, others, telling them it was false and that it was a Russian operation and it was foreign interference with an election and to kill those stories, which they did. And I'm not, by the way, I'm not blaming Facebook or YouTube here, Logan, because you get an FBI agent telling you, hey, this is election interference. You're going to take a reaction. Here's the problem. It was true and they knew it was true. And the FBI agent is allegedly, and it looks like, lied to Congress.
Yeah, I don't know what you expect these organizations to do. It's sort of like when the IRS shows up to your door. Same kind of idea. When the FBI comes and knocking and says, you need to not report this because it's not true and it could be a national security issue. Sure, if you're Facebook and you're YouTube or you're whoever, you're probably going to take a listen to what they have to say. You're not just going to ignore it and go, oh, it's just the FBI. And especially talking about the FBI 5 years ago. The FBI, when maybe we weren't so aware of what was going on behind the scenes.
But here's the problem, and I'm going to get into this in the next segment of the broadcast, folks, because this is the problem. You got the FBI putting people on Capitol Hill saying none of this was true and this has been misreported. And then you actually, and we're going to have the whole chain of statements, where the FBI agent says, oh, no, I never said that. And then you got people like Mark Zuckerberg saying, no, wait a minute, that's exactly what they told us. So that's why they told Facebook, do not run this stuff on this story because it's fake. It's Russian propaganda. They're trying to interfere with the election. Here's the reality. The election interference was the FBI. The FBI was the election interference. So we live in a constitutional republic, and that's not the way it's supposed to work. And I know a little bit about it because I was the lawyer that handled all of this. So what do you do now when that's happening 2 years later? Now you've got oversight. Now you've got FOIA litigation. We've got whistleblowers we're defending. And by the way, more whistleblowers coming forward every day here, Logan. I mean, we're getting, which I knew would happen. As soon as we started representing whistleblowers, the floodgates would open. So we got a lot of those coming. But the FBI agent, under oath, lied about the knowledge of the laptop. I don't even like focusing on that laptop, but it is the perfect example of what election interference actually is. And that's what's so troubling here.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And that's why, like, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 1-800-684-3110. It's also one of the reasons that we launched our Life and Liberty Drive just about a week ago. And we really have had a tremendous amount of success with it.
Unbelievable success. And it's been a week that we launched our Life and Liberty Drive to focus on the two issues that you said matter most to you, life and liberty. And as you know, they both tie in, by the way, with each other. We know the deep state has infected our entire government. I just gave you what we're going to talk about in the next segment. It's deep, it's real. And they're pulling the strings of mainstream media. And this is a problem. And this is where you and I can really be involved. And you could become part of the team. So we know that the Biden team has used the FBI to propagate this stuff. But now we're going to correct it. We're going to beat them back in court. And we're going to do it with congressional oversight. So last month, a federal judge called what Biden was doing Orwellian. The Biden administration doing Orwellian in scope. Its efforts to control social media. We have filed two briefs. I'm going to talk about that in the next segment as well. We are taking direct action on all of this. We're fighting to protect your First Amendment rights. It affects election integrity. It affects every aspect of our lives. We're already representing two FBI whistleblowers. More are coming. During our Life and Liberty Drive, your gift has doubled. I want you to do that right now. Go to ACLJ.org. Hit that donate button for Life and Liberty. We'll be back with more in just a moment. analysis kind of sums it up. FBI agent lied under oath about knowledge of Hunter Biden laptop talks with Facebook. Okay, that's number one. Number two is going to be later in the broadcast. We're going to find out that one of the agents investigating Donald Trump on the Crossfire Hurricane issue, which is when they first started this thing, was on the payroll of a Russian oligarch and is pleading guilty. Bob Mueller, by the way, Bob, you didn't want to tell us that during this process. Maybe we would have, that would have helped us wrap this up quicker. Remember I said they knew in 8 weeks that was baloney? Obviously, they knew what was going on here. But this kind of tells you the nature of it. All right, let's start with this FBI situation. So the Judiciary Committee, Jim Jordan, says this. They call up a special agent. This is Special Agent Chan. He says completely false and said that Chan had served as the main conduit between the FBI's Foreign Influence Task Force and Big Tech. Completely false being that Chan said there was no communications going. We didn't flag anything. Jim Jordan said, of course, there was no evidence of any foreign connections, and we know that to be fact. The laptop was real. We now know that's a fact. And the FBI knew it. We now know that's a fact. So all these end up being true. Is there any wonder why the Biden DOJ has so far stonewalled the committee's efforts to review and interview Agent Chan? They didn't want him interviewed. By the way, we've got a FOIA litigation out on this topic right now. We're litigating on this. Here's Chan's claim. I was confident that I was not a party to any meeting with social media companies where Hunter Biden was discussed outside of October 14th, 2020 with Facebook. Here's the truth. And we're going to put this on the screen for our audience that's been watching this. Facebook officials' internal message on October 15th. I spoke with Special Agent Chan and his influence task force on October 14th. I asked Special Agent Chan whether there was any update or change since the discussions of the 14th as to whether the FBI saw any evidence suggesting foreign sponsorship or direction of the leak of the information related to Hunter Biden as published in the New York Post story on the 14th. Chan's claim, on Hunter Biden's laptop, November 29th, 2022, I only found out through the news media. I had no internal knowledge of the investigation. Here's the truth. Facebook officials' internal message of October 15th, this is 6 weeks before, Special Agent Chan advised that he was up to speed on the current state of the matter within the FBI, and there was no current evidence to suggest any foreign connection or direction of the leak. Facebook reduced the reach of the Post laptop reporting at the time, citing its misinformation policy. That policy, Logan, has become one of the greatest threats of free speech that I've ever seen in litigating this stuff for 40 years.
Yeah, I think with those kind of policies and sort of the threats that come up upon it, there's a lot of people who are concerned, but also you have these social media companies unsure what to do. I think that's something that we've had to deal with ourselves here. Sure, they have become the judge and jury for a lot of content that's being put out, whether that is from conservative media, whether that was, you know, during all the last few years of all the different cases and ideas and concepts that have come up and deciding what is true and what is not. They have had to become that judge and jury, unfortunately. And I think even them feel like they got backed into a corner a bit when you have situations like this come up. So it's interesting to see now that we could take some action.
So Chan claimed again on November 29th, I only found out through the news media. We told you what the truth is. Facebook reduced the reach of the posts that were put up about the laptop.
Yeah, they said that. Zuckerberg said that specifically on yes. Rogan. He brought that up.
51 intelligence officials from the United States, 51 intelligence officials circulating a letter discrediting the reporting that was given that this was real, prompting a campaign advisor who is now Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, saying that the leaked emails had all the classic earmarks of Russian information operation. None of that ended up being true. So when you talk about election interference, understand what we're dealing with. Our own government, and this is where you come in, folks, we have got to fight back on this. And we're doing that at the ACLJ on multiple fronts. Craig Parshall is going to be joining us on the next segment. We filed two briefs in the last 4 weeks dealing with this stuff. We've got a Freedom of Information Act litigation against the State Department and against the Department of Justice on this very issue. That's why we're doing our Life and Liberty campaign, and you need to be part of it. Go to ACLJ.org, ACLJ.org to join us in this fight. Let's go ahead and take a phone call.
Yeah, let's go to Mike in Utah on line one. Mike, welcome.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Love the show.
Thanks.
My question is, at what point is the media and these guys held accountable? At what point can you start charging them?
You know, it's hard. You can't, with the social media companies, we're putting a rock in a hard place. And Logan can address this more than me even. But they're being told by the federal government, hey, this stuff you're sending out is total misinformation, disinformation. Don't do it.
Yeah, they're almost being felt like they would be held liable. I think that's
sure.
If the FBI is knocking at your door, they're pretty much saying, if you let this stuff get out there, that's on you. And we're going to come after you, Facebook. We're going to come after you, YouTube. If you are, you know, essentially the conduit to this election interference, if you will.
Now, a lying under oath by an FBI agent is a no-go. That is prosecution. But here's the problem. This administration is never going to do that. They're going to say he was misinformed. Their answer to everything is, we misspoke. We've now corrected it. I mean, now we're representing whistleblowers. Believe me, we had conversations yesterday with whistleblowers. We've got conversations going on today with whistleblowers. We have conversations going on tomorrow with whistleblowers, with different agencies. I told you all when this happened, when we started this, this was going to open up the floodgates, and it has, and that's a good thing. We're getting to the bottom of this. But I got to tell you this, okay? When you talk about election interference, putting your thumb on the scale of an election, forget machines. That does it. You squelch the news, you squelch free speech, you are walking right into it, which is precisely and exactly what happened here. So I think you've got to be clear. Now, let me take it another step, Logan, and this is the outrage. So I'm litigating for President Trump the whole Russia Mueller probe, right? That's going on for 2 years. $45 million of taxpayer money spent. DOJ has now brought two cases, the Department of Justice, against an FBI agent named McMonagle. This is from Rolling Stone. So this is not a, you know, Fox News alert or Breitbart. This is Rolling Stone. Ex-FBI official set to plead guilty to illegally working for Russian oligarchs. So in January, DOJ brings two simultaneous cases against McMonagle. Who is McMonagle? He served as the lead head of counterintelligence at the FBI's New York City field office until he retired late in 2018. The first case filed relates to ties with Russian oligarch Deripaska. We've talked about him before. Authorities alleged that the agent acted on behalf of Deripaska and fraudulently used U.S. entities to obscure their activities to avoid U.S. sanctions. The second, it regards collection of a fee of $225,000 from a former Albanian intelligence officer. McMonagle initially pleaded not guilty. But here's the thing. He was on the Mueller probe investigating Donald Trump. So when do we call this election interference? Now. And we're pointing this out, and we're able to get to the bottom of this to show you who's putting their fingers on the scales of justice. And it's clear who's doing it. They are. It's mind-boggling. I mean, do you think, first of all, this is with due respect to Bob Mueller. You think maybe, Bob, you should have told us this while we were going through this? Because you know they knew. We already went through I'll never forget saying, preserve the Strzok and Page phones. Oh, those have already been wiped clean. Because they had all the text messages about we're going to get Donald Trump. Oh, those are already wiped clean. Those are gone. And this is the way they approached it. And that's the absurd nature of all of this. And that's why we're fighting back so aggressively.
Yeah, I think we should hear directly from Jim Jordan. We have a bite. We can hear a bit about what he had to say.
The FBI knows that the story's real, but they prepped him for it being false. And they allow him to believe it's false. They allow him to believe that this is some foreign information operation when they knew that it wasn't. And that, to me, again, is, I think, the biggest election interference we had in the 2020 campaign. But no one wants to talk about it.
He's right. Jim Jordan's 100% correct. We're working with Jim Jordan and his committee because if anybody knows the nonsense that went on, it's me and our team. So in 1 week ago, actually 8 days ago, we launched our new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. We are going to focus on two issues. These were the issues, we read all your comments, that matter the most to you and your family. And it couldn't have come at a more critical time. Look what's going on and look what we're uncovering. The deep state has infected our entire federal government. It's pulling the strings on mainstream media, social media platforms. Now wants to control social media to such a point that we don't know what information is getting out as true or false. And they're put in this horrible box with the government telling them, don't run this, you better run that. The government putting their scale on an election. So that means you and I, our teams, are in the same fight here. This is a fight for our constitutional republic. And it's a serious fight. I call it election interference. I call it worse. It's an attack on a constitutional republic, on our freedoms and liberties. So last month, a federal judge said this about the Biden administration's policies in dealing with these social media companies, Orwellian. These were the efforts to control social media and censor posts that they disagreed with. Orwellian. They were going to put a disinformation czar in there. Remember, we shut that down, but they're still trying to do it. We just filed an amicus brief in a case supporting the ruling about the judge that said it was Orwellian. We just filed an appeal with Facebook on a pro-life issue because they're squelching those posts. We're fighting to protect your First Amendment rights, your family's First Amendment rights, and our rights to have free and fair elections. We've already represented two FBI whistleblowers. There are more coming, folks. And now we're looking at this big tech situation because it's both sides of the, it's the same coin, different sides. I'll be blunt. These are expensive. We've got five lawyers working on these whistleblowers alone, and we're going to have to put more in. We just hired two new lawyers. They're jammed. We brought in some outside counsel to help us. During our Life and Liberty Drive, your gift is doubled. But more important than that is we need you in this fight with us. You're part of our team here. Go to ACLJ.org. Donate today. Share this with your friends also. Become part of the team. Donate. Your gift's doubled for our Life and Liberty Drive. It's that important. And folks, we're getting results. Back with more in a moment. Broadcast, everyone. We're doing our Life and Liberty Drive. You can be part of that at ACLJ.org. We're also taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110, and your comments as well. Joining us right now on Zoom is our colleague, our senior special counsel, Craig Parshall, who's an expert on this whole issue of social media law. We do a lot of it. Craig, I've talked about the fact that, you know, these big tech companies putting their thumbs on the scale, some of it's election interference. Of course, they were being pressured by the FBI, so they were in kind of a very difficult spot. But what I wanted to hear from you first is, I want to go to this public comments we filed on the life issue. Facebook particularly has been putting their thumb on the scale of this. Give me your sense of what has happened here and what we've asked in this brief.
Yeah, look, this is a complicated case, but we can boil it down very quickly. 155-page decision by Judge Doherty down in Louisiana. And here's what it said. It said the Biden administration, through cabinet-level departments, we're talking about the State Department, Department of Health and Human Services, Homeland Security, the FBI, the Department of Justice, and all their sub-agencies within them, had a coordinated effort to connect with, persuade, and work with social media giants like Google, YouTube, Facebook, and the pre-Elon Musk Twitter to be able to shut down at will any opinion the Biden administration didn't like. In other words, if they didn't meet the talking points of the Biden administration or President Biden, then they would have a special portal, and they use that special online portal to communicate with these social media giants to say, we want this taken down. And guess what? Those opinions were taken down. And this is not just general information or opinions. This was election relevant information about things that voters wanted to hear about, the opinions and information they needed to have to be an informed electorate in both the 2020 national election and the 2022 midterms. It was all there. It all happened. And the evidence was compelling that this U.S. District Court outlined in its decision.
Craig, the judge called the actions of the Biden justice or the Biden agencies that were doing this Orwellian, which is a pretty big statement for a judge to say that this was Orwellian in scope, the attempt to censor out a viewpoint that also then happened to impact an election.
Yeah, this is abhorrent. And the judge even went so far as to say this is arguably the worst free speech violation in American history. And I have to agree with him. If you look at the evidence, this was pinpoint specific on viewpoint, not just closing down opinions, but closing down specifically conservative and so-called right-wing opinions that were a contrast to or conflicting with the Biden talking points. Now, that is as bad as you can get.
Well, as you know, I argued a series of cases at the Supreme Court on viewpoint discrimination. And as you said, viewpoint discrimination is the most challengeable of any because it allows the content, the subject matter is appropriate, but we don't want this viewpoint to be given. And you saw that in the religious liberty context. You've seen that in the pro-life context. So viewpoint discrimination in and of itself is a per se violation of the Constitution. So I'm holding in my hand, this is a brief, folks, that the American Center for Law and Justice, that Craig's team worked on for us as part of the ACLJ. I'm holding it right here. Do we have a shot of it for put it up in the screen? There it is. This was with the United States Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit. This was a brief that we just filed. So we're not just talking about these issues, folks. We're taking legal action on this. And we know this issue firsthand because a lot of the cases relied on are cases we argued. But the fact of the matter is, Logan, you said this earlier. Initially, the tech companies were put in this terrible spot by the Biden administration with this is Russian disinformation. You better squelch this.
Well, they became the ones who had to become the censors. They were told essentially, you're the ones who are, getting this information out there, spreading this information, telling people. And what we're telling you as the FBI is saying, we're going to pretty much hold you liable for misinformation that gets spread. And not only that, it's going to be election interference. And I'm sure even these billion-dollar companies, multi-billion-dollar companies, start shaking a little when the FBI comes a-knocking. And they are a little bit more sympathetic, obviously, to the liberal agenda.
And the focus of the speech claim is what Logan, the latter part of what Logan just said, Craig, and that is the sympathies with these companies may lie with the left, but they're not supposed to be skewing how that message is going out.
Yeah. And look, they were more than happy to close down a lot of these opinions. Right. But even these left-leaning Silicon Valley monopolies, and I say monopolies because the Fifth Circuit has already ruled in a sort of related case, the NetChoice case, that in fact these platforms that I mentioned, Google, YouTube, the pre-Elon Musk Twitter and Facebook, they're market dominant, meaning they really control their own online markets of information. And even the insiders, the evidence has shown so far, were saying, wait a minute, wow, they're saying this is disinformation, we have to close it down. Yeah, this is kind of laughable. I don't think it's disinformation, but we're going to close it down anyway. Even those platforms and their staff thought it was a step too far, but they did it anyway.
Yeah, and then you've got the whole thing with the FBI. I mean, putting their thumb on the scale of this, Craig, and the FBI first denies it, then the guy comes out and says, Facebook came out and said, no, we talked to the guy. We talked to the FBI.
Yeah. Elon, there's a clear conflict. Yeah, a clear conflict. And I have to tell you, when you go back to this Hunter Biden laptop issue, the FBI would not answer Facebook when Facebook kept peppering him with questions. Well, you told us to be on alert for this thing, this Hunter Biden laptop disinformation. Okay, now we have it. What do we do with it? Is it really false? Is it Russian or in orientation or origin? And the FBI fell silent. So they put Facebook in a box, and they knew exactly what Facebook and Twitter would do, which is close down the New York Times or the New York Post series entirely, and the entire issue went blank for a while.
And that's exactly why we filed a brief at the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. There's that brief up on the screen right now for those to see. This is the work of the American Center for Law and Justice. And we filed a brief also with Facebook to their oversight board, and that one's available too. We could show that as well. Those were both filed. Craig, we appreciate it. Thanks for giving us the update. Logan, front and center on these issues. That's what we're doing at the ACLJ. I mean, at the cutting edge of the new technologies.
Yeah, absolutely. We've always been there. We always will be. I think that's something that makes us different that a lot of organizations don't have, is that we have made sure we are everywhere and we're available on all the platforms that we can be, as long as we feel that it is safe for our message to be there. We want to make sure it gets out there. We can't do that without you, because not only is this broadcast going on, obviously we have a huge team of media experts putting out incredible content on every platform available, plus obviously our legal teams that you just heard from one of them, that are deployed nationwide, worldwide, really.
And talking about, let me say something about Craig Parshall. Craig Parshall is one of the best media law experts in the country, and he's part of the ACLJ team, has been for a very long time. Worked with Craig Logan for almost 40 years. Yeah. These are great lawyers, folks. I mean, the team we've assembled for this stuff, we say, it's the same team that represented the president. There's actually more lawyers than it now. And this is the nature of what we're able to do. And we don't do it without you. And we're in our Life and Liberty Drive. And you just saw the two briefs we filed. We're getting this information out. We're fighting back. We're winning. We're fighting for these whistleblowers. We're winning. But this is where you come in. It's critical that you become part of this fight with us. We can't do this without you. Every time you support the work of the ACLJ, we're able to represent more people. Our lawyers today and tomorrow are on the phone with additional whistleblowers from other agencies. That doesn't happen without the support from you. We encourage you right now to go to aclj.org and support our Life and Liberty Drive. Your gift will be doubled, which means it'll be matched, but it's specifically targeting for life and liberty at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. We want you to be part of the team. Now, we've got another 30 minutes of the broadcast coming up. We're going to take your phone call, so you hold on the line, 800-684-3110. If you're watching on our social media, share this with your friends right now. Very important. And hit subscribe. We'll talk about that when we come back. We got a big jump on our YouTube subscribes. We appreciate that. Back with more in a moment.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Jay Sekulow.
So we've hit two issues pretty hard, and that is the FBI agent said, I never said these things, and then lo and behold, Facebook comes back and says, well, yes, you did. What are you talking about? Of course you said these things. And we're you told us that these things were false, and we took action based on your statements. And then it's like, whoops, sorry, did I say that? And this is all under oath. Then we've got a judge calling the Biden administration Orwellian over their attempt to censor sides of speech they don't like. On social media platforms, of which we're on all of them. And by the way, if you're watching right now, I want to encourage you to share this feed with your friends and hit subscribe. We added, Logan, yesterday, a lot of subscribers, especially on YouTube.
Yeah, we did. You know, we've crossed that 300,000 mark on YouTube. And that's what you got to say. Look, there is a lot of people will talk about why you should be or shouldn't be on certain platforms and who's controlling
whether.
We said
they were put in a bad spot.
But look, you have to be able to look through some of that. But there's also using the platforms available to reach people you never thought you'd reach before. And there are 300,000 of you on our YouTube channel. We probably never would have reached on traditional terrestrial radio. We would have never reached on Sirius XM or through our website because of the way their algorithms work. We have an amazing team who is continually working that to make sure our message gets across. Because guess what? How do you win elections? How do things happen? Is you actually can influence people. If you can't influence people, then you become completely culturally irrelevant. I honestly think last time around, one of the reasons why there was an unexpected vote, maybe of younger people, is because they were utilizing, the Democrats are way better, the liberals are way better at utilizing a specific forms of social media that for some reasons conservatives have not ever wanted to address. They want to put themselves behind a paywall. They want to do that kind of stuff. And I'm sorry, we're not here to be your echo chamber. We're here to actually talk to people. You know, that's what we do at the ACLU.
It was interesting yesterday. We put up a summary of the broadcast every day, and I think it's close to 300,000 people watch that summary. Now, that's more than CNN in primetime, if you think about that, in the demo. Just on that one clip. I mean, yesterday we probably had collectively with all of our posts, probably 500,000. It's more than CNN's. It's more than MSNBC gets in the demo in your targeted audience. So that's the nature of it. Let's go. We said we're going to take some calls. Let's go ahead and take one call to start this out, and we'll take more coming up in the next segment.
Let's go to Bob. He's calling in New York online too. Bob, welcome.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I am a donator from time to time when I can.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome. I love what you guys are doing. Just venting a little frustration, though. As I'm watching and listening, it seems that, and maybe I'm missing something, it seems like there's no teeth in the law, like no real penalty. So the example that came to mind while you guys were talking was Lois Lerner. I took a quick look. She was given paid leave, unlike these FBI agents. She resigned, and I'm assuming she's getting her pension. So where does the teeth? Here's the teeth.
The IRS, we totally dismantled the nonprofit division of the Internal Revenue Service. A consent order was signed by the IRS Department of the Treasury saying that they'll never do that again. And when they did do it again, and they did, as soon as Biden got in office, groups went after him, and they guess what happened then? They shut it down immediately. Lois Lerner lost her job. Others have had serious penalties. Okay, now let me tell you something else. They had to pay millions of dollars to our clients. Millions of dollars to our clients. So the reality is there is teeth in the law, but you got to apply it, and it takes a long time. But let me give you a tie-in. I'm going to talk about this later in the week. Guess who was on some of those emails when Lois Lerner was targeting conservatives? Guess who was on the email change? None other than Jack Smith. You say that name's familiar? Oh, he's the special counsel now going after former President Donald J. Trump. Same guy. We're going to get into that later in the week on this broadcast. But that's why we're fighting back, folks, and we're winning. And you come part of that team. We want you to support our Life and Liberty Drive.
That's right. You can do it right now. During our Life and Liberty Drive, your gift will be doubled dollar for dollar. And this is a great time to get involved. And your impact to beat back these attacks on your constitutional freedoms can be helped right now. And that's through our Life and Liberty Drive, whether that is through big tech, whether that's the FBI. We are involved in all of these top issues right now, and we need your support. Coming up next, we do have Mike Pompeo joining us. We're going to discuss a little bit more about this and a new article he has up on our website. And that's coming up. But again, support the work of the ACLJ right now during the Life and Liberty Drive, focusing on the issues that matter to you the most, and help join us in the fight. ACLJ.org.
Be taking more of your calls at 800-684-3110. Our friend and colleague, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, is with our Senior Counsel for Global Affairs. I've got to start with one here, because this goes into the you can't make this stuff up. You know, we got the report yesterday. It didn't get a lot of news. It got a lot of news from me, because I'm thinking for 2.5 years I dealt with Bob Mueller, right? Okay. And it's this Russia whole thing. And you were the Secretary, you were CIA Director and Secretary of State. Meanwhile, one of the agents, we talked about Strzok and Page, forget those two. They're like minor league ballplayers. They're like single A in somewhere in a, you're from Kansas, so I won't say a cornfield in Kansas, but a cornfield in Kansas. One of the head guys, the counterintelligence director from the New York office, who was detailed to Bob Mueller, was on the payroll of Deripaska, the oligarch, during the probe. And nobody bothered to tell me. Like the government saying, hey, just to, a point of clarity, one of our agents will have to disqualify because he's on the Russian payroll and he's investigating your guy for Russian interference. That's why I'm going, you cannot make this stuff up.
Oh, Jay, you're right. It didn't get much news. There's so much noise. But this is this. By the way, it didn't make news for two reasons. One, the CNN and MSNBC are never going to tell you the story. They buried themselves. The New York Times buried themselves. The Washington Post buried itself in this storyline. They are wedded to it. They got Pulitzer Prizes for it. They're not about to walk away from this story. If they have to shut up, not say anything for a while, so be it. But they're not going to go say, gosh, we had this wrong and this was corrupt from the beginning. Second, it gets a little complicated, but just so everybody who's listening and watching can get the storyline, you had an investigator on the payroll of the wrong team. And right. They were just to keep it really simple. You know, you made a shot at Kansas. Kansas plain talk. This is pretty darn straightforward. And your point is you cannot make this stuff up. It is so indecent, so troubling, so wrong. And for all this time, the American people suffered because the Trump administration was limited by what it could do. Because of the Russia hoax. And that's the damnedest thing about all this, Jay.
I know when you were Secretary of State, I remember talking about this when we'd be in and out of the Oval Office passing each other in the hallways. I mean, having this thing over the cloud of Trump, or any president for that matter, and then cloud over the various agencies, did put us at a disadvantage in dealing with these governments.
Jay, just think about this. Secretary of State or Secretary of Defense travels to some country and they're reading the New York Times and the Washington Post and they're saying, like, what's going on? Like, what's the reality here? They don't know. They just know what they read. And so, yes, it put a cloud over the entire administration for 2.5 years, and it was deeply intentional. It restricted our capacity to do good things for America. It made our jobs harder. And frankly, I'm confident we did good work, but we could have done even better had we not suffered under the Russia hoax for a couple of years.
You know, the thing that's, of course, most infuriating to me is they knew 8 weeks into this thing there was nothing there, and they kept this going. And that to me should be always the inexcusable in that whole process. I don't want to, you know, go back and relitigate something that I litigated for 2.5 years. But Bob Mueller, with due respect, knew and let it go. Because he was like AWOL. He was absent without leave. And they were run, the shop was run by others. And they knew there was nothing there. And then they, all this back and forth. You have a piece up at ACLJ.org, which ties right into this, saying not blind justice, but justice with blind spots. And it's up at ACLJ.org, and we encourage people. We've sent it out on social media as well. In it, you discuss that we are seeing play out in the justice system. It isn't exactly what the founders intended here. Describe what you're calling justice with blind spot, because that's an interesting way of putting it.
You might travel around, Jay, and listen to folks talk and say, what are you thinking? What are you reading? How are you feeling? They think, gosh darn it. It is very plain to see that what Hunter Biden did and what Vice President Biden did was influence peddling. Can we not figure this out? You were talking earlier about the IRS stuff that happened in the previous administration. They can see that there is this blind spot. There is this unwillingness to go examine things that don't fit with the narrative of the political left. And for the Justice Department to do that, it casts doubt on these institutions, these these institutions, Jay, that you and I know, these are important to have right for a republic like ours. And it casts so much doubt. This blind spot creates this risk that this thing comes undone. It comes unglued because we're unwilling to look at things that don't comport with one's political views. And we can watch as they make these allegations against the former President Trump and refuse to investigate things that President Biden has clearly told the American people, at the very least, a whopper, right? I didn't have any connection. I didn't talk to anybody in Hunter Biden's business. When they won't look at them and evaluate them and investigate them impartially, it's a blind spot that risks the very republic.
You know, and we've been saying that. And the of course, the frustrating portion of this for our listeners is, well, what can we do about it? Now, we're taking direct action at the ACLJ. I mean, we've got litigation going on. We're representing whistleblowers now, and they are starting to pour in from all these different agencies, which we knew. I said, as soon as you unplug this, folks, you pull it out, it's going to be a flood. That's what I told our legal teams, and guess what? It's been a flood. But people want to know what action can be taken, and we've taken direct action, whether it's FOIA litigation, whether it's representing these whistleblowers, whether it's doing this broadcast and pointing this out. But people also need hope on how you hold these people accountable. You served in Congress, and I think Jim Jordan's doing a really yeoman's job here of getting this information out.
Jay, I must say, I've watched the ACLJ effectively hold people accountable, people in government, do it in a way that reflects the most fundamental traditions of our country. So, you know, supporting the ACLJ is certainly an important part of that. Then we all need to go out and support character leaders with character, leaders like Representative Comer, Representative Jordan, people who are out there trying to simply make the factual case for what has really transpired. It's those things that begin to hold people accountable. And then, frankly, we have to elect presidents that will put people in senior level offices all across our bureaucracies and take out the politics from the Justice Department, take out the politics from the Department of Education, take the politics out of the State Department, actually go execute on behalf of the American people. And when we do that, I'm very confident we'll get this thing back, Jay.
I want to change topics here for a moment as we're getting towards the end of the segment here. And that is, you were, of course, Secretary of State. You also were the director of the CIA. 11 Chinese and Russian warship ships were found operating together in a joint exercise off the coast of Alaska. And the U.S. sent destroyers as a response. What are the Chinese and Russian trying to send here? I mean, I think it's a prop up of Putin, but there's probably a lot more to it than that.
So I've been following this closely. I think the timing of this is really interesting. They're watching what's going on in the U.S. domestically, politically. They've watched the response of this administration first to, you know, the spy balloon, and then second, President Biden saying, hey, a minor incursion into Ukraine might just be okay. And they are probing. They are testing to see if we will show the resolve, not just sending destroyers. That's certainly the right thing to do. But to think that, boy, that's it. We're going to let them sail this close with this large of a flotilla that is a joint operation between both Russia and China. And our response is simply going to be, gosh, I hope they don't do that again tomorrow. That creates an enormous amount of risk. And the first task of a political leader, and for President Biden in particular, is to share with the American people what happened, what we did, why we did it, what we have done to the Chinese Communist Party in response to that, and the fact that we don't find this acceptable. And if they refuse to do each of those three things, they create increased risk. Jay, you know this. The ACLJ has been part of helping make this case. American weakness is provocative. We have a duty to protect the American people by leading around the world, and to let something like this happen and not have the president put out a statement making very clear how unacceptable it is really creates risk.
We appreciate your comments and appreciate you as one of our colleagues here, Secretary of State, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Senior Counsel for Global Affairs. Thank you, as always, for that great insight. And the Secretary is going to be with us in our studios next month. We're looking forward to seeing him then, because he comes in pretty often. I got to say this, Logan. We just had Craig Parshall on. We just had Mike Pompeo on. I mean, we have a team that I don't think anybody else in the country has. The nature and scope of this.
No, and there's more coming, too. I mean, we're working really hard on really upping the ante every time we can in terms of our team, in terms of our placement, where we are, what we're doing, and what forms we are, you know, coming up with to then influence what's happening in society. And we're going to have a lot more of that even after the Life and Liberty Drive. When that's over, next time around. We're going to have even so much more. There's so much coming before the end of this year. I can't wait to share with you. But right now we are focused still on our Life and Liberty Drive. We've only had, you know, we're only in it 1 week
so far,
but the response has been incredible. We know that it's because these are the issues that you care about the most. We're fighting to protect your First Amendment rights in federal court. We're fighting against the FBI and the corruptions going on in social media, and these legal fights and the media operations behind it are not cheap. These are expensive, and your support is essential. That's why we decided to dedicate this month, in the month of August, to the Life and Liberty Drive. All you have to do is go to ACLJ.org, nothing special, make a donation today. It'll be part of the Life and Liberty Drive. And during that, we focus on the two issues that matter to you the most, life and liberty. Your gift will be doubled, which is great, dollar for dollar, doubling your impact to beat back the attacks on your constitutional freedoms and to support life. And we're going to have a lot more to talk about too, as well as on the life issue coming up very soon.
Yeah, we'll also be taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. If you're watching on our social media platforms, and a lot of you are, share it with your friends. Make sure you hit subscribe or follow, because that's very important for us to stay engaged with you. We will take your calls at 800-684-3110. We'll also take some comments coming in on those social media platforms. You know, folks, you just heard from the former Secretary of State, part of the ACLJ team, former Director of National Intelligence, part of the ACLJ team. Craig Parser, you heard from one of the leading experts on social media and the law, part of the ACLJ team. You are too, ACLJ.org. Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls and comments at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Supermom on Rumble says, FBI, Jack Smith, and Garland are election interference. I'm going to draw that. Let me tell you, I've been wanting to do this every day. I've wanted to do this broadcast where I really tie it all together for you, going back 13 years. Logan says, you don't want to look back. We need to look forward. And he's right. But the past is the present. That's the problem. And it may be the future. We've been dealing with these groups for a decade and a half, and we've been in court with them, so we know exactly what we're dealing with here, so we're going to talk about that. Bethany on YouTube says, Facebook and Twitter both knew what they were doing. Interesting there. Facebook and Twitter, I'm not defending them, and we're on those platforms, but yeah. They were put in a, and Craig said this, a terrible situation, yeah. Logan.
Even if they agreed with the idea of censoring, because they're like, oh, well, if it helps out the Democrats, great. They still were put in a situation where even if the rules were reversed and the FBI, from a conservative point of view, was coming to you, what would you do? I mean, those are the situations. It's just like what happens when the IRS shows up at your door. You have to be able to be strong in those situations. And it was unprecedented. It was a time when we think about it now as something that's very commonplace. You think about the way that social media has been involved in sort of the censorship of people. But at the time, that really wasn't their platform. It really wasn't like that. That all changed. Really after these kind of moments. So yeah, they're putting in a weird position at first. And we have that, you know, you hear that conversation between Joe Rogan and Mark Zuckerberg.
Tell people who Joe Rogan is.
I don't think people need to know. He's the biggest broadcaster on the planet. So if you want to talk about us beating CNN, he beats everyone combined with, I think, about 15 million people a day. So I think he's fine. Let's take a listen. This is a conversation between Joe Rogan and Mark Zuckerberg.
So when you say the distribution has decreased,
it got shared.
How does that work?
It basically, the ranking in newsfeed was a little bit less. So fewer people saw it than would have otherwise. So it definitely...
By what percentage?
I don't know off the top of my head, but it's meaningful. But I mean, but basically, a lot of people were still able to share it. We got a lot of complaints that was the case. You know, obviously this is a hyper-political issue. So depending on what side of the political spectrum, you either think we didn't censor it enough or censored it way too much. But
right. But
we weren't sort of as black and white about it as Twitter. We just kind of thought, hey, look, if the FBI, which, you know, I still view as a legitimate institution in this country, it's like very professional law enforcement, they come to us and tell us that we need to be on guard about something, then I want to take that seriously.
Yeah, well, and the problem was the misinformation was coming from the FBI, who a district court judge in a case we're involved in said acted Orwellian. Let's go to Jerry in Rhode Island. We're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. Jerry, go ahead.
Kudos to the Life and Liberty thing. You're throwing whistleblowers a lifeline. That's why they're coming forward, because yes. They have to look at their family's faces. What have I done to you, or should I do it? But for the McGonigal thing, fidelity and integrity are part of their motto. What fidelity and integrity part did he contribute to his pension that he collected? Can it be disgorged from him, kind of like McCabe?
Oh, I think he's facing criminal prosecution. which he should. The irony of all this is this agent was involved in the Trump-Russia investigation, representing the United FBI's counterintelligence head for the New York field office, which is their second largest office in the world. And he was part of this team. And nobody from Mueller's team ever said, oh, by the way, we uncovered during this 2.5 years that this agent was on the payroll of a Russian oligarch while he was investigating Trump for these ties.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. And let's continue on and take some more phone calls.
That was very mild the way you said it. Pretty wild? Yeah. I mean, I did this for 2.5 years. It was more than pretty wild.
Yeah.
Somebody is on the payroll of the other side. You know what they need to do? Tell us. You're the government. You're supposed to be, you know, they're supposed to put exculpatory evidence. It's supposed to come flowing freely. That's what the criminal justice system is about, except when it was involving Donald Trump. That's when the rules change on everything. You know, we say the abortion distortion factor. You have this in the, and this is the Trump derangement syndrome in the courts. Yeah. Same thing.
Absolutely. And it's very, very clear and very, very real. Let's go ahead and go to Michael, who's calling online too. Michael, you're on the air.
Hey, Michael.
Thanks for taking my call. Sure. Just a comment on the Chinese-Russian exercises off Alaska. People don't really understand that, yeah, it's a visible military force, but what's going on here is what the Chinese call hybrid warfare, and which is actually indoctrinated in what they call a three warfares doctrine. And basically it uses the law, it uses psychology, and it uses the media to basically affect political ends. And as I watch this, I mean, I just, you know, I'm an expert in this area. I sort of a practitioner, you could call it. I saw all three of those elements in the news response and in the alarm and in just the way the Chinese represented the activities. Very brilliant, but people have to understand there's a lot of undercurrents here with these three warfares, hybrid warfare strategy, and it's going on in all domains, including outer space.
You know, it's interesting you said that because we call it lawfare in the legal system, and I think, Michael, you're talking about a version of it. It was interesting also as part of our team, we have the former Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, who was also the director of the CIA, so he understands the intelligence aspect of all of this as well. But this all comes on the heels of a judge telling the Department of Justice that they were Orwellian in putting their thumb on the scale of information. And that should send shudders down everybody's spine. Everybody should be concerned about that, right, left, or center. That the government's taking a side and they're putting their thumb. That, you're talking about the ultimate election interference? That is the ultimate election interference.
Yeah, you're putting your thumb on the biggest place for people to get information, social media at this point. I mean, you're talking about completely dwarfs anything in terms of mainstream media. So if you can't get the word out on those platforms, then effectively the word does not get out. I mean, that was one of the reasons Elon Musk decided to buy Twitter, now X, was because he knew there had to be some sort of public square where information could be spread. And if you don't have that on social media, you're essentially leaving everything on the table.
You know, it's interesting because Zuckerberg said, when the FBI comes to us to be on guard, you take it seriously. And then this is a comment from on Rumble. Social media knew what they were doing. Look who they hired. Former FBI and DOJ lawyers ended up going to work for Twitter. This is pre-Elon Musk. Jim Baker, who was the FBI general counsel and was involved in a lot of this Russia information, disinformation, and the Russia hoax against Trump, was the number, he was the general counsel of the FBI. He was the general counsel of Twitter. And he was the one who was putting his thumb on the scale of all this. And Elon Musk came in and said, hey, who is this Jim Baker guy? Which I could have told you who he was. And that's exactly correct. That's a very good analysis of what we're dealing with. So what do we do as Americans? What do we do as citizens of this country? Well, we fight back. It has been a week and a day that we launched our new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. And we wanted to focus on the two issues that mattered most to you. We read all these comments. We're unique because we get thousands of comments every day through all these social media platforms we're on. So we get to see what are the issues that are concerned to you and your family. We know that the deep state, and it's people say, oh, what's the deep state? Well, you just saw it. I mean, an FBI agent was working on the probe, was on the payroll of the Russians. Is real. It's pulling strings on the most of the mainstream media, including control over social media companies. And that means the information you're sharing could be part of this. We know that the Biden administration used the FBI to try to squelch that whole Hunter Biden laptop story, which was election interference. And that's what it is. That's what you got to call it. And last month, a federal judge shut down what the Biden administration was doing as, quote, Orwellian in their efforts to control social media and censor posts that they didn't agree with or didn't agree with his agenda. So today, the Biden administration is challenging that order. We're meeting that challenge, and we'll file a brief in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit. We're fighting to protect your First Amendment rights in federal courts, and this is where you come in. We're representing two FBI whistleblowers against the kind of Biden corruption that we've talked about. I'll be blunt. These legal teams are expensive. Logan told you that. And we've got more of them coming. Your financial support is essential. During our Life and Liberty Drive, your gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, doubling your impact to beat back these attacks on your constitutional freedoms. Folks, it's the most important drive we've ever initiated at the ACLJ. It's our Life and Liberty Drive, and I want you to be part of it. You are allowing us to represent all these people all over the country. ACLJ.org, Life and Liberty Drive. Sign it today. Again, ACLJ.org. As part of that Life and Liberty Drive, we will talk to you tomorrow.